I'm Torrence Dennis. I went to high school at CBS. I played for Coach Bates in 1987. Man, you know those guys, they used to be, you know, I was soft-spoken. Y'all was soft-spoken. But those guys were just, they were comedians.
Soft-spoken. You want the audience to think that, right? You were not soft-spoken.
So those guys, you know, so we had, you know, Nate Benson was a jokester. I remember him being a jokester. You know, Maurice McClain would joke a lot, you know, but we just had fun as kids. We just had fun as kids, man. And wow, I tell you, you know, looking back over the years, man, you know, it was something that I would never, ever forget. Never forget, man. We used to always smack each other upside the head, the back of the head. I remember that. They, you know, so here's the thing. They would smack each other beside that. One guy smacked me so hard one time, and he understood. I was one of the bigger guys on the team. And so, yeah, he saw the look on my face, and needless to say, nobody else tried that. Yeah, nobody else. But that was the big thing, smacking each other on the back of the head, man. Oh, man, I hated that. Oh, man. Coach was stern. He was a stern, stern coach. He gave great advice. Again, as I said earlier, if you did something wrong, he gonna tell you about yourself, and he gonna have bass in his voice. There's an experience that I had. We were in Chillicothe, Ohio.
Oh, Lord.
We were in Chillicothe, Ohio.
Can we tell this story?
Yeah, we can tell this story. Okay. It's been over 30 years now.
Okay.
So, we were in Chillicothe, Ohio. I met this girl. She was up at the field. I met this girl. Her name was Kirby. Beautiful, pretty girl, man. Oh, man. And she invited me over to her house for dinner. And the sun hadn't gone down yet. You know, so I was like, we'll go over there, meet her parents, eat a little something, and I'll be on back. Well, four hours later, that's when I come back. Everybody looking for Stennis. Where is Torrence? Where is Torrence? Where is Stennis? And who I run into the first? Coach Maiden. Boy, where you been? Where you been? Coach, you embarrassed me so badly. Oh my God, you embarrassed me so badly. But I knew why it happened, because you were scared. What was you going to tell my mom? And I apologize immensely about it. You was like, I don't want to hear it. That night, I got sent to my room by my baseball coach. And I you're right.
And I dared you to come out of that room.
Exactly. Oh, man. You were so mad you could spit. I was like, oh, man. So Maurice was like, come on, Stennis, let's go. Yeah, but I remember that, man. But I appreciate, you know, everything you did for us, Coach. Everything you did for us, man. Even when you came out your own pocket, I remember that. You came out your own pocket for the things that we didn't have.
Now, you can't be telling them that the new players gonna be want me to pay for them.
But I remember that. I remember that, man. And that bus we had. Oh my God, man. The bus we had. We made it though, man.
Sometime anyway. Well, eventually we made it.
Yeah, yeah.
Took an extra day or two, but we made it.
That's right. That's right. So my experience playing for Coach was wonderful. You know, you've given us so many different avenues as far as advice, you know, and it went on, and it helped a lot of us who played college baseball to think about what we learned, and some of us who went on to play professional ball. We kept that. Well, that will never leave. That will never leave, and we appreciate that, man. I know I appreciate it from the bottom of my heart, and I want to thank you. Thank you so much. 40 years, man. 40 years. You know, Coach did a lot of. Things that he can shake his head about right now. A lot of things he can pat himself on the back about, and that has to feel good as a coach. That has to feel good as a coach. You know, what was grooming me to become not only a good baseball player, but a great baseball player and go on and play college ball. You know, that right there, you know, I wouldn't write it no other way. I wouldn't write it no other way. And that's the God honest truth. And again, I say to you, from the depths of my heart, I appreciate that. And there's so many other guys. They stand right beside me, right alongside me, and saying the same thing that I do. You know, I appreciate that. And when you came out and you paid homage to my mom and she went on to glory, man, you don't know how that made me feel. That made me feel, man, I was on top of the world just to see my coach come out there, because you had a great relationship with mom, because you, you know, so, you know, my experience playing under you, coach, man, is again, I say, I wouldn't change a thing, man. Thank you. Thank you.
Wait a minute, how old are you now?
I'm 52, coach.
And I still take my belt off of you.
Oh, man. I know you will. I still take my belt off.
Of course, I ain't got invited down to Florida yet. Vince invited me down. You ain't invited me down. So
you know what?
I guess when I come, I'm going to Vince's house and they come to your house.
Vince gonna bring you over here anyway. He gonna bring you right over here. He gonna bring you right here.
I can't lose. I can't win. Y'all better have a swimming pool too, because I'm coming down there and go swimming.
Yeah, you better know how to swim.
I know how to swim. You ain't got to worry about that.
You know, coach, we pretty much touched on you know, my experiences playing and, you know, underneath you, the guys I played with, you know what I mean? I just want to say, you know, for the guys that are, you know, yet to come, listen. You know, to Coach Mayton, he's a wonderful coach, man. He's a great teacher. He's a wonderful teacher. He's a wonderful man. And learn to appreciate these things that are coming your way. You know, a lot of things, baseball is very important, to, especially if you have a passion for it. But it's more to it than just the game. It's more to it than just the game. You know, you got a great man that you're playing for. You know what I mean? And it's just a wonderful experience to have. It's a wonderful experience. And again, I thank you, coach. I thank you.
Well, I thank you all for a lot of great memories.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Our pleasure.
My son, Torrance.
Torrance T. All right, coach. Thanks again, man.